All right, Podcastia, you're listening, right? It's Howard Stern here. And I got to tell you, I mean, Robin, I'm not really into podcasts.
Well, that's like all those people who used to be on cable access. Yeah. They thought they were
on television. They were on TV. They would pay a company to put my hey, look, I'm on TV. No, you're not on TV. I mean, yeah, you're on TV, but nobody gives a shit about you.
But Trenton Waves, it's not a podcast. This is a friggin' experience. Frank and Christina Sasso are the best. The best thing since Transcendental Meditation.
Oh, my. Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
I tell you, I'm already hot. I'm already like...
You mean temperature?
No. Well, though, you know, that's coming too.
I know. I'm not looking forward to it.
So, how's it going, podcast? Yeah, so we're out the other day. We're in Walmart. And as we're leaving Walmart, I see this woman. I don't understand. I can't even wrap my head around
it. It wasn't even around here.
Upstate.
It was in
Pennsylvania, right? Pennsylvania. Okay. Yes. Upstate Pennsylvania at our daddy's promise. All right, where we go. The full pajama outfit, top and bottom. And I dare say slippers. I don't know. I didn't see slippers. I feel like she had slippers on.
Right.
The whole thing, the whole top and bottom.
I know.
Not the bottom and with a coat. No. Like she was going to bed.
Right. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I did a double take because it wasn't like someone wearing loungewear, like, you know, like satin pajamas.
Well,
you know,
well, that would have been better.
With little kitten heels.
What? Why would that have been okay? Why would that have been okay?
I don't know, but it feels like it would be better.
This was worse.
This was like pajamas, like you just got out of bed and maybe you've been wearing these pajamas for a couple of days.
Yeah, I got that same feeling too. Like she's been wearing these now.
No,
ouch.
Please stop.
Listen, I was always taught, you go outside, you see the world sees you.
Right.
I won't go out in my pajamas to throw the garbage out.
I know.
I put my pants on.
I know.
What is going on? I go
in the yard in my pajamas.
Listen, if you could live in your pajamas, you would. But here's
the good news.
You don't do it, though. You don't give into it.
I don't do it. You know I don't do it. Oh. I don't even really go outside in sweatpants.
Right. You don't.
But now pajamas is the thing.
Okay. Moving on. All right. So, Podcastia, if you're one of these people, you are not allowed to listen to the show anymore. That's it.
Put some clothes on.
Go put on a pair of pants and socks and shoes.
Or at least throw a jacket on it, on top, or something.
No, at least don't wear your pajamas outside.
Or wear little kitten heels with a little fur.
I really feel like that's worse. I think that's not even any better.
Okay, forget that.
Here's another thing, Podcastia. Yeah? And guys, and by the way, thank you so much for letting me know how you would have felt with the whole Hey Sailor thing. I appreciate that. I'm glad to know you guys are on my side with that.
Ugh.
Here's another thing I need help with, Podcastia guys.
Frank needs a lot of help.
I need assistance. Whenever we're out eating dinner out in a restaurant, my wife is always thinking, oh, I'm going to order this. And I always feel the pressure like I should order what she wants me to order. She always says, oh, order what you want. And then I order what I want and she makes a face.
It's not really
order what I want. It's order, tell me, what is that all about? Because I can't
like tasting a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of specials on the menu in this particular case that you're talking about.
Right.
So shout out to Rusted Nut, upstate.
Right. And Osceola, Pennsylvania.
And Patty, our waitress.
You wanted the Reuben sandwich. I actually wanted the Reuben myself.
I was torn between the corned beef and cabbage, the Reuben sandwich, and the ribs.
Okay, fine.
I thought maybe you would want one of those three. So then if you ordered one of those three.
Why? They had a Philly cheesesteak on the menu.
But you could have that anywhere.
Yeah, but I wanted it then and there.
I know. Well, I know.
I don't think like that.
When do you get ribs? We never have ribs.
I get them when I want to get them, I guess.
But then you're like, okay, what do you want me to get? I'm like, no, I'm not picking your meal.
No, but really you should. You really should just pick my meal.
But I did react.
You know I'm going to eat.
I did react very strongly when you said, I'll have the Philly cheesesteak.
And you're like, oh, you turn your head. Oh my God. Yeah, and then Scott, hey, Scott, I know you're listening, you jerk.
I apologize.
How are you feeling, Scott? How are you? How are you feeling?
I apologize for my reaction.
Scott not only ordered the same thing you did,
yes,
but he started going, oh, and grabbing his head whenever I would say something. That I wanted a Sprite instead of a ginger ale or whatever it was.
Anyway.
All right, lastly, Podcastia. Again, I almost feel like, where are we? We're only in Pennsylvania, but yet I feel like I'm in, like, Pennsyltucky sometimes.
What's that? Why?
We're sitting at the bar the other night in this other place, mm-hmm, and I hear these guys, and they're over there talking. I kid you not, I am not exaggerating. They're talking like this. You go in there and pick up a $5 sandwich every day of the week. I make my lunch. It costs me $4 a week. I make my own lunch. He's there every damn day spending $5 on lunch. Well, this is the cast of Sling Blade? Where are we? We're not that far away from Jersey.
I have to say I love it.
Oh my. And then the other guy's, yeah, I don't know what to tell you about that there. You got a problem there.
I love that. Oh my God, I love it. I could listen to that all the time.
I needed a dueling banjos in another 5 minutes.
I don't care. I love that. I love to feel like I'm in another place. It's like when we're in Georgia. I like to hear the accent. I don't want to hear a bunch of New Yorkers.
I do.
I want to hear people from Georgia talking. I want to hear that southern sound.
We were a place in Georgia. I went to Daddy Kate's Coffee. Hey, Daddy Kate's. And I said, yeah, like a coffee. Oh, do you want some flavoring in there? Like a vanilla flavor or mocha flavor? I'm like, no, the coffee is the flavor. I don't want any flavor in my... Give me the coffee. And she mocks me. She goes, the coffee is the flavor. I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
Well, you're mocking people with accents.
No, these guys.
Of course.
They, like, hit me in the head like a sock full of quarters.
Course, because your accent is the right one.
Exactly.
Which it is.
All right.
Look, a Brooklyn accent is the one to have. But anyway...
Yeah, I'm mocking their accents because they're weird. They're just strange. My accent is
strange.
Your accent
you.
Is not weird either.
They're strange to you.
All right. The podcast here, we have a guest here today. I find it shocking.
One
sometimes.
Of my favorite people in Trenton.
Yes. And listen, if you're ever in Trenton and you see a guy bending over wearing a kilt, it's probably our guest. But then again, it may not be.
I found out,
discovered.
I was so terribly wrong. Because when he stood up, I was like, oh, that's not him.
Oh, that's Terry. No, that's not Terry.
Yeah.
That was great. At Hogmanay, which I'm still not even convinced we're pronouncing that correctly, but whatever. I don't even care anymore. All right, Marge, don't get upset. Just calm down. You can tell your Scottish story whenever you want. All right, so this guy is... Okay, here's the thing. Nobody knows what he does for a living. Nobody knows.
Shh.
Yeah.
Not supposed to know. It's a secret.
So why are you telling me to shush? I don't even know.
Okay, good.
I'm not ruining anything. He is a campaign manager. He's very involved in the whole political cowl.
He's a bon vivant.
He's a bon vivant.
Not a bon vivant. A bon vivant.
Oh, a bon vivant. Sorry.
A bon vivant.
Oh,
and a va-va-va-boom.
He's a va-va-va-boom. He's a ne'er-do-well. When does he do well? Ne'er. But yet, here's the thing. He's the Tim Curry of Trenton, our very own Terry West is here with us in the studio right now today.
Yay!
And podcast is so excited.
They always are.
They're so excited.
They love
it's always
our
the
guests.
Same exact crowd.
It's the whole world.
Hello, Terry.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome to Trenton Waves.
I love this crowd.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, they're very, very gracious.
They just trail off like that. Like they know when it's enough.
They know
yelling.
When to stop.
They're just sitting in the corner over there. See them?
I think the clap sign went off.
Mm. Oh, the clap sign went off?
Went off in the studio.
Like. Oh, it turned off.
Turned off.
Turned off. Mm-hmm. Like it went off, meaning, okay, clap. Terry, how you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, I always encourage people to bring us a gift. Chris is always against it. I don't care. I'm asking for gifts. And Terry brought us a great quiche today. He made four quiches.
And we got one.
Is quiche the plural of quiche? Is it like deer? What do you say? Quiches.
I imagine. Quiches.
I don't know. Quiches.
He made four quiche. One for us,
mm-hmm.
two for work,
mm-hmm.
and one for him and Marge.
Mm-hmm.
Marge Caldwell-Wilson. You may know her from such exploits as a city councilwoman for the city of Trenton.
That's right. And Hogmanay fame.
And Hogmanay fame.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you feeling today, Tay? You said you were doing good?
I'm good. And don't forget the Lady Margaret Animal Foundation.
Oh, that's right.
She has that too.
Because Marge is a big animal advocate.
She is.
I know.
What is that, like a nun thing? What is that? Lady Margaret?
In Scotland, she's a lady.
Yes.
Oh, it's named after
but
her.
But in Trenton, she ain't no lady.
She's just a tramp in Trenton.
No,
she's a famous tramp.
Stop saying that.
I want to get a phone call from Marge. Oh, I want to see what it's going to take to get a phone call from Marge.
I know, she's
going to
give you a hard time. But Marge loves the animals, and I'm with her on that. She even brought it up the other night when we were at Jenna's fundraiser. Why Trenton?
It is a great city, and it has a lot of like hidden jewels here and a lot of interesting community partners here. I actually lived in Asbury Park when I first moved to Jersey. I was on a campaign, governor's campaign.
Really?
So when it was over, I got brought on as part of the Corzine team at the State House.
Right.
And that commute every day is long,
back
and forth, you know.
Commute from
Asbury
Park to the State House.
Back. Mm-hmm.
But wait, where were you before
Jersey? Oh, before that, I'm from Chicago.
I could see that.
Okay.
I could see a Chicagoism in him.
The accent?
The accent, the whole vibe.
Chicago's a great city.
We were just talking about going to Chicago.
We were just saying we wanted to go somewhere. We'd say, I'd like to go to Chicago. I've never been. He's been.
But. Ever go to Ed DeBevick's?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that?
It's in that area of Chicago that's a little trendy.
You like it?
No.
You don't like it?
No.
Why do you say it like that? I'm like white trash for asking.
Listen.
Jeez, what's your problem, Terry?
What do I say when you say, let's go to Ed DeBevick's? I'm like,
I've gone before. It's fine. Whatever.
Do you have like a laugh there? Did they make you laugh?
No.
They didn't make you laugh?
No.
Really?
Well, let me ask.
Okay, go ahead.
What would be a good place to go in Chicago?
Skylark.
Skylark?
Skylark.
Okay.
It's a tavern restaurant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's in Pilsen, which is...
It already sounds so
south
expensive.
South of the Loop.
It sounds so expensive.
No,
it sounds like pubby and cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Totally cool, underground.
Okay, that sounds more my style than Ed DeBevick's.
Ed DeBevick's.
Whatever.
Ed DeBevick's.
I heard you.
You know, the guy, that David Schwimmer, he used to work there in the 80s. Yeah.
Wow.
The late 80s.
I
saw him.
Frank likes going to places like, we went to San Francisco. So we had one day where he wasn't working. So we were in Sausalito.
Right.
And I'm like all about like exploring Sausalito. He's like, I want to go to Alcatraz. I want to go.
Right.
Like, all right. Why does he want to go? Because the movie The Rock was filmed there.
Right. Right.
There's history there.
And thank God for that movie. Otherwise, they wouldn't be getting half the tourists they get and money.
But that's the differential. Like, he wants to go because he saw it in a movie. I want to go because it's historic or it's beautiful or it's good food or whatever. So,
the tour guides there, I have to loosen the frig up. Because I'm like, hey, were you here when they shot the shower scene? And no, I wasn't here.
Because he's about the history of the place.
Well, I'm about the movie.
So they should have two separate lines.
Yeah, they should. Movie line, history line. And oh, look, the movie line is so much longer.
Anyway, so you came from Chicago.
Right. To work on a campaign.
So you were, headhunted in Chicago? And they said, we need you to help with this campaign.
Actually, while I was in Chicago, I have a story about Sausalito I want to share.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's strange.
Go ahead.
So I was in Chicago. I wanted to join the John Kerry, John Edwards campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm and like, who's so, Kerry Edwards?
Yeah,
I know,
but to me, that's what we called it.
Right.
I'm sorry. John Kerry, John Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined the advance staff, so you would always travel 1 week ahead of the candidate coming into town, and you have to plan a rally.
Right.
So those rallies
okay.
are not things that happen overnight. Like, it'd take a week.
I could imagine.
So I was in charge of crowds. And I had to build a crowd.
What do you mean you had to build a crowd?
Well, you want it to look like it's a full space.
Oh, so you had to get people to come and...
Tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Location. Was that part of it or no?
There's someone who does the site.
Oh, okay.
And then you do the staging. Mm-hmm. Someone else does crowd.
Right.
Okay.
Someone else does the motorcade. The motorcade.
Oh, okay.
So you have a whole team.
Mm-hmm.
Someone does communications.
Mm-hmm.
And you just drop, you parachute into a city.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to put together a rally. And then you're back on a plane.
Not literally.
Yeah, no.
And then I had to clear that up.
And then you're back on a plane and you're in a new city.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I thought he had to jump, do a parachute.
I knew that you did.
I'm like, why? And I'm thinking, why would you have to do that?
It was terrifying. It was just terrifying.
It seems so inappropriate and unnecessary. All your
papers, it was the best way to get a crowd.
It just seems so unnecessary. Okay, Terry, we have to do crowd work.
Okay.
We're going to throw you out of this plane with your with your manila folders and rubber bands like crazy. And you just land and they
toss the flyers.
Toss the flyers and people come for miles to see what the crazy guy dropped.
Yeah. I like really picture an animation of this.
Yeah, I picture real like live action.
No.
Like a whole Mission Impossible.
Would you ever jump out of a plane?
No.
No, why would you, right?
I'm so terrified.
Jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. It's not even in flames.
So go back to anyway, so crowd.
Not
so,
literally
so okay.
Members of that team that I traveled with joined the Corzine campaign in Jersey. And so they reached out and said, you really got to join this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied or whatever, you know, real simple process. And then they said, yes, we need someone in Asbury Park, someone to turn out LGBT community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I'm like, sure, I love
really?
It. Yes. Yeah,
so. Just like that. And you had a house in Chicago or an apartment?
No, you have to pay for your own housing.
Wait a
well,
second.
Well, because you're moving.
You get paid. You get
so
paid.
You decided you were going to move to New Jersey, uproot yourself from Chicago, and move just for a campaign?
Well, after when I went on the Kerry Edwards campaign, I had already packed everything up with the intention, hopefully, to move to D.C.
Oh, okay.
But that didn't happen.
Okay.
Obviously, we didn't win.
Right.
Right.
So they reached out to me, and I said, sure. Everything was in storage, you know. So you
were ready to go anyway.
And I'd been living like that for so long, you know.
So what's the time frame of that? So you get off at this position, you move to New Jersey, and then, like, how far in advance do you move here? Like, when does that campaign start?
Well, the campaign was in motion.
Oh, it was already in motion.
So when they were ready to hire someone for that position, they just reached out and said, can you be here in a couple weeks?
Oh, okay.
And you just couldn't come to Asbury Park, do your thing, and then go back to Chicago?
I could have.
Oh, you could have done that?
Yeah, could
have. But you chose to move.
Yeah.
So what attracted you about New Jersey?
Yeah, really, from Chicago.
Well, actually, the Asbury Park area was great at that time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now it's really commercial, right? But it wasn't so. You still had the lanes. Do you remember the lanes? The bowling alley?
I do.
With the band stage?
I do.
You should remember that.
Yes. Asbury Park, I remember back in the 60s and 70s, because that's where we would go on vacation every year. So my recollection, and I've been there since. It was in a heyday then. But then it went down, and then it was making its way back up, and now it's really up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you hit it when it was kind of going on.
When it was up and coming.
Up and coming, yeah, yeah.
So you came to Trenton just because you didn't want to make the commute?
Kind of. Actually, Marge introduced me, former North Ward councilwoman, saying it for the listener.
Wow.
Marge Caldwell Wilson introduced me because we were on the transition team and the inaugural team.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how'd you meet her? Because you were on the same team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was doing the children's inaugural for the governor, and I was doing the actual governor's ball.
Oh, wow.
So we would sit next to each other and just talk all the time. So. Mm-hmm. Right. In the evening when we got off work, instead of driving back, I would sometimes stay at her house.
Nice.
Sleep in her guest room because it's like long nights, early mornings.
Sure.
She would take me out to Chambersburg and show me around, take me to T-Pads, the Polish American Democratic Club. She was a member. We'd play shuffleboard.
That's funny.
She would just take me to all these really cool places. We went to Benny's and played darts.
Really?
Yeah, so she would just take me to all these bars.
And then you started falling in love with the city?
Yeah, and then I was like, this is a really cool city.
Why did you find Mill Hill, though? Because that's
she lived in Mill Hill.
That's why you know. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And you found your house maybe through Marge? Did she tell you, hey, there's a house going for sale over here? Or was a lot of stuff for sale at that point?
A lot of stuff was for sale.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a good price. And a friend was my realtor, and she saw it.
And it's like 2 doors away from Marge.
It is, yeah.
That's a really great community, Mill Hill, because the houses are so close together and even across the street close together. So you know your neighbors and you guys socialize together and you have the Mill Hill House Tour, the Mill Hill Garden Tour.
Chili Fest.
I don't think we've ever been to that.
What is that, at your house?
Oh, that's at Mill Hill Saloon, isn't it?
No, so for 4 weeks, sometimes five, they'll extend it, depending on how many weeks are in the month. On a Sunday, households in the neighborhood will host chili.
Oh,
on their front, on their front stoop.
How is this the first we're hearing about
I've
this?
Heard of it, but we've never done it.
I thought Chili Fest was at his house.
Well, I did it this year.
Okay.
No, like only your house.
No. Like somebody will host it, then next week someone else hosts it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you kind of move around.
That's really
they do
nice.
That with ice cream too.
Oh, like an ice cream social type thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it called? Stoop Scoops, I think.
Oh, Stoops and Scoops?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Stoops
good
and Scoops.
Yeah.
Stoops. Okay. Well, you need a stoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still doing this campaign stuff? Is that what you do? What do you do?
What do you do for a living? I want to know. It's not a mystery.
What do you get paid to do? Someone pays you to do something.
I work for the county.
You work for Mercer County.
I work for Mercer County.
Doing what?
I head up the Office of Community Affairs.
So what would have to be happening at your job for them to say, listen, go get Terry?
Well, usually it's special projects. So in 2020, I'll just give you an example. In 2020, there was no one to run the census for Mercer County. It was also the pandemic. You already have a problem getting people to fill out their census. Mm-hmm. Too much information.
Right. They don't want.
And then we have a large undocumented community. The Latino community is a little concerned about signing the census or filling out their forms, identifying all the family members and the household. So that was difficult. That was really difficult. So over the last 30 years, it has gone up. It went up quite a bit in 2020, despite the pandemic.
Right.
So we got folks to really come out and fill out their census. So if you have a special project, they would assign it to me.
Oh, I see.
So every county had a census representative for the state of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But you had to run the census for the whole county, each municipality.
So you have to answer for like 300,000 people.
Well, community affairs. He's not.
Well, that's how many people are roughly in Mercer County.
He doesn't have to answer for
them.
Well,
he's kind of responsible for over 300,000 people as far as the numbers
go. A lot of people are, though.
Well, he's the guy, though. He's the head guy.
I think the county executive would be.
Think that's too big.
Dan says, listen, we need Terry. I can't do all this.
Oh.
I'm just the executive.
So it's a joint effort then.
Dan's not doing much. Please. I don't see him doing anything.
Oh, yeah, he's busy.
What's he doing? What does he do?
Look, let me get back to that real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Frank. So this administration and at the end of the previous, you know, we got the American Rescue Plan money, which was ARPA for short. We had to create programs, and one thing that the county executive, the previous county executive, Brian Hughes, wanted to do was make sure that that money went into communities and directly benefited the residents of Mercer.
Oh, cool.
So we created several programs, and one that really was wonderful and successful was a small business grant program that small businesses, you could say 20 employees or less, you didn't have to be brick and mortar. You could work out of your home or you could be remote. You got a $10,000 grant.
Oh, nice.
And no questions asked. You didn't have to report how you spent it. You provided all the paperwork that was necessary and you received the grant.
Okay.
Which was great. It was really helpful to a lot of businesses, especially in Trenton.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Interesting.
And then we're about to roll out an expungement and workforce development program for returning citizens.
That's great.
Returning citizens that were dealing with pot?
Or anything.
Anything.
Anybody who's arrested.
Anybody can get expunged?
No, it all depends.
No, there
are guidelines to that.
All right, so if I was a murderer.
No.
No.
But it was manslaughter, let's say.
You slaughtered a man?
I slaughtered a man!
No. Then I would say no to you.
No, manslaughter is not intentional murder.
I know, I'm teasing.
It's actually a lesser charge, which is weird.
Well, you want these things to be expunged within a certain amount of time. The program has to end in 2026. The money has to be spent by 2026.
Okay.
So you want to shoot for the smaller offenses.
It depends on the offense.
The people that they get out of prison because they did something stupid and they like regret it and then they can't get a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's like
okay.
It follows them their whole life and then it just...
The one stupid mistake.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's where
kinda cool.
It's very helpful.
So do you know what, how, like, I know Tracy Syfax does a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to pull together a nice group of partners to help us with it. So
Right.
Trenton has an Office of Returning Citizens, the Empowerment House, a terrific organization here in Trenton. They teach anger management courses to... They're not really returning because many of them have been back, you know, in society.
Okay.
You know,
they were away.
They were.
So they did return.
So justice impacted is the correct term.
Justice impacted.
Who thought of that one? That's confusing.
Really? I know. But if you think about the justice system is what they're struggling with.
Oh, they're impacted by?
The justice system.
Okay,
Justice impacted. Well, I say justice impacted means they got sentenced and put away. They were justice impacted.
Right, they were impacted by
They were impacted by justice.
Yes.
Right, but that should be the end of the story.
Right, but
now
because they're returning, so.
They're returning from the impact.
Yes.
where they're still impacted in many cases. Right.
Still impacted?
Yes, because it's affecting their lives. It's impacting their lives.
Oh, now it's further impaction.
Right.
Right?
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I would.
I don't like the term. It is a little bit clunky.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. It's doing good work, right?
It's doing good work.
Well, you don't want to offend these guys. That's what
matters. It's doing good stuff.
Right.
You don't want to call them ex-cons. We can't say that anymore.
Oh.
Or jailbirds. Call them a jailbird?
Probably not.
Why not? It's not even a curse.
Well, listen. I think it's kind of cool to say that. It's something.
Yeah, it's a jailbird.
But then to get a job and to like move on with your life.
If the job interview said, "Are you an ex-jailbird?" That would be like a little. I don't know if I'd even want the job if they said that to me.
I know.
Are you an ex-con?
Yeah, I'd be like, let's end this interview now.
One more question. Were you impacted by justice? See, that's weird. It's just, I would be like,
I don't think they can ask that, though.
No, they can't ask if you've been arrested. That they can't ask.
Okay.
They can ask if you've been impacted by justice, right?
I don't have an answer to that, actually.
I don't know. I've never been arrested. Have you ever been arrested?
You say that on almost every show now. I've never been arrested.
I get to say, how many times have you been arrested?
I've been arrested 8 times in my life. Oh, well.
Have you been impacted by justice?
I'm impacted every day by something.
Oh, but you've never been convicted of anything.
I've never been convicted of the impact. Okay. If I'm putting that together right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I've been impacted, but not affected. Like affected.
It's the same thing.
No, when you're caught up in the court system, believe me, you're impacted.
Okay.
It's hard to get a job, right?
Right.
Healthcare is probably a little more difficult because you have to provide so many things, mm-hmm. right, in order mm-hmm. to apply for public health.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
It's hard to get an ID.
Okay.
For many.
Really? An ID?
Yeah. For many, really? It'd be difficult.
What about starting a business? It probably would affect that too. Getting a loan.
You have no choice but to start a business if you can't get any work.
No, I know, but it would still, like if you needed a loan,
loans are difficult to get,
right,
too.
Right.
Wow, man.
So it's impacting your life. Get
it? So it just kind of follows you through.
So there's a program for this to help you with that.
Right. Yeah, so we put together two. First, screen the applicants to see if whatever the charges are can be expunged.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that we need to know.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's a whole set of rules, too, if you were convicted in another state. If you're convicted in another state, it becomes very difficult in Jersey to get your record expunged because generally they'll want you to have the other conviction in the other state expunged first before Jersey will do it.
Right.
So we make it a little more difficult for people than other states.
Okay. What's the worst thing you can do and still get it expunged? Like, what's the worst one they allow?
I have a list at work.
You have an actual list of what?
Yeah, there has to be a criteria.
Yeah, the Center for, what is it, New Jersey Free Legal Service.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
They're just down the street from
mm-hmm.
me.
Okay.
They sent us something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So like shoplifting, you could probably get that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you know what the worst thing you could do?
Human trafficking.
Human trafficking? You
cannot,
can get that
expunged.
Yeah, I was going to say no.
Murder.
Like, say. Yeah.
That's right crimes. Up there with murder, I would say.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad. But
I think it's worse than murder. Human trafficking? Because you murder somebody, okay, it's over. And now, but
I don't know. I think it's all pretty bad. I can't.
It's all bad.
I can't.
It's all crimes.
I can't put a value on the badness of it.
Right.
I'd be bad at your job if I had to do that stuff. Because I'd be like, they're all guilty.
Yeah, but you don't have the. He's not deciding. It's. There's a criteria. There's a list. He doesn't say, I like you. I don't like you. No, it's not like that.
And I'm just putting together the. Yeah, I'm not making any of those decisions.
Really?
Oh, God. No, we have a law firm that.
Oh, okay.
We put out a request for proposals, and a law firm came back from New Brunswick
mm-hmm.
who handles expungements.
Okay.
So can you recommend anybody that you know who has businesses, like, you know, their lawyers, can you recommend these people to do stuff?
No.
Like, let's say you needed an architect, and you're off. Could you get John Hatch to do it?
No, you'd have to go out to bid.
Oh, you got to bid it out.
You got to bid it out. And then you would look at the top three.
That's more of a fair way to do it.
Or the lowest three or whatever.
Yeah, can you let someone know, hey, he's going out to bid, you should bid for this?
No.
You can't do that either?
No, you can't do that.
How are people supposed to know they can bid if people don't
talk?
A
lot of people are signed up in this kind of system where you get notification.
Oh, okay. So you get like a hedge up.
Right.
Oh, okay.
This is going out to bid.
Plus, you got to be bonded, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. This workforce piece mm-hmm. is kind of tied to the expungement piece,
mm-hmm.
is to provide the potential for resume writing, interviewing, practice how to interview.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of dressing, what to do, how to dress. And then it also is going to provide the ability for people to get birth certificates, IDs, and Social Security cards are free. But you just got to request it. But you got to provide information. But if you can't provide even an ID, it's going to be hard to get that.
It's like a catch-22.
What about a passport?
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that.
If you eventually get the ID, you could probably get your passport.
Okay.
Driver's license?
Yeah, you need a driver's license or state ID. But even getting that is difficult for many.
Wow.
So it's hard for them.
Yeah,
but just because somebody committed a crime, they can't get an ID?
No, they can. They can.
It's just more difficult than...
But why? Well, it depends.
If they're working, it's, you know, obviously they can afford it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Afford it?
Yeah,
a state ID is how much?
$28, maybe $34.
$34?
But some people, that's a lot. Frank, I want to bring you back to 1995. We had to eat at your parents because we didn't have money to buy groceries.
I wasn't committing crimes.
Okay, but some people did, and now they don't have money, so they need to...
What?
It's two separate issues.
All right.
Well, I know it sounds like it should just be simple.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, but it's
for
not.
For many, it's not.
It's Ugh. Not. And it's so, not.
And no marketing skills for yourself, right? So we're trying to help people go to VOTEC if possible. First, find out what level school they've completed.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be so bad at this job.
It would almost seem beneficial. I know this is really a pie in the sky thing.
What?
As if once they were incarcerated, they could get some of that done. Like, you know, go have stuff like that while they're incarcerated, knowing that someday you're going to get out.
I would agree to that, but toward the end of the incarceration.
Of course.
Like, not in the beginning, because they're already depressed that they're in there.
No, I'm just saying, if someone is going to be being released in 2 years, there should be some kind of, so now let's talk about how do you interview? How do you go through this process of expungement? Right. Let's talk about, so there's already this, by the time you get out the door, there's already some things in place where you don't feel like you're just going to be like,
just dropped off downtown.
That's right. Exactly.
The time they get out the door, they get their clothes back, they get the money back, they get Terry West's phone number, all that stuff.
Right.
They call him up. So do you? So
he makes them a quiche. It's all
makes
beautiful.
Makes them a quiche.
Absolutely.
So do you answer to Dan? Is Dan your boss?
Yeah.
Is he your immediate boss?
Not my immediate, but we do talk about projects and things.
So you see him every day or whenever you were over there?
Yeah, just about.
Where do you go? You go to Mercer County headquarters or where is that?
Well, we're all housed at the administration building.
Oh, I mean
640.
That.
McDade? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. McDade.
Oh, that's where you go to work?
Yeah.
Really? And Dan works in there?
He does.
Why did I think you guys were like in Hamilton?
I know. I don't know why. I pictured some like building.
Yeah, like almost
like a, like the State House type building, you know? Like
I'm thinking more suburban. For some reason, I thought they were like in the burbs somewhere.
Well, that's what I figured, but out in the suburbs. No, oh, so yeah, they're right there. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right here. We can walk there.
That whole program for expungement and workforce, that's just one small aspect of this. So there's other things,
of what you
too.
Do.
Right.
Right. Of this bigger umbrella of ARPA.
Mm-hmm. But yet, now you don't do any kind of campaign work for Mercer County, right?
No.
All right. Because right now, you're the campaign manager, though, for Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg.
Yeah, which is a side project.
Council. That's a what?
So that's a side project.
That's what I do in the evening. Just
right. That's your personal thing.
My personal thing.
Oh, okay.
Because you must love running campaigns. Do you love it? Is there something about it that you really enjoy?
It's good. It's great.
Him? Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, I love it.
To me, it seems so overwhelming. Like I wouldn't even know where to begin. But like you have it really. Like a system.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has to find dirt on people. He has
no,
to,
stop.
Just want voters to turn out. That's what we want.
Right, yeah. Yeah. How do you do that? How do you get... Because we are having a conversation with some people involved with the fire department and talking to people that don't come out to vote, specifically in the South Ward, because they feel they're undocumented or they feel that whatever reason, they don't feel comfortable or safe with administrative or authority figures in this country. They don't come out to vote. So when you look at the numbers of people who voted for the number of people that live in the ward, I'm so shocked. Because how many people live in the South Ward? About like 6,000?
You should know.
I think it's
6,000?
Six, almost seven.
But how many people came out to vote?
It was terrible.
Less than 500.
That's like 10%,
that,
isn't it?
That may have been more. The runoff was more like that.
Maybe that was it too, because it yeah. Right.
But that's then right. Remember, that's like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. So there were a lot of factors that already diminished voting. Now it just diminished it even more.
But even in that November election, it wasn't great.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I think maybe close to 3,000, maybe.
Maybe. Out. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
for everybody, right?
For no.
Oh, just the South Ward.
For South.
Okay.
So wait a minute. 3,000 people came out to vote?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, or at least maybe. Yeah, it's got to be because Damian Malave got 1,000-something and Jenna got 1,000-something.
Okay. Oh, okay. All so right. Then, yeah.
Wait, no. Evangeline
Uguri, who petitions dead people. She got what?
Six.
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 Like a single. Single digit. Like not 600. Six.
I think I have to go back and look. I just feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we even counting her? So it's really Jenna and Damian. They each got around 1,100 each, something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't good considering when you looked at the other wards. It was kind of a big year. Like the whole slate was up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Right.
The whole slate everything. Was up.
Yeah.
Who else was up last year? Oh, I think the assembly?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't go that far.
I think the assembly was up. So. Mm-hmm.
Freeholders were freeholders.
And the senators. Always. There's always someone up, too.
Mm. Huh. Oh, so it's not like a block of all the freeholders are up. It's like...
Staggered.
Staggered. Oh, wow. So confusing.
Yeah.
And now we have new elections coming up.
Just the wards.
Just the wards. Right. Because they're staggering it again. Right. But then once we do that, is it going to level out? Now we just have everybody...
No.
Or is it always going to be that
the
way?
The mayor and the at-large candidates will then run in 2 years...
Okay.
So there'll always be a two-year cycle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's how that works.
Do you think people are going to get confused by that? Like, I just voted. What are we voting again?
Right.
Because I had that question.
Probably.
Yeah.
If they knew that that council had passed this during the last administration, if they knew that we were on staggered terms, but then remember, last year was the first year we had November elections in Trenton.
We'd
always had spring elections.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right.
So that could also be part of why people were a little confused.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were just thinking, I'm voting for Senate, Assembly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, oh, well, now I'm voting for a mayor, you know.
If you could explain real quick, what type of animal is most closely related to your personality, would you say? Like you've had to pick
Where
an animal.
Are you getting
what
this
are you
question?
The closest what animal you, to?
What?
Your animal person. Like, what would you say I'm closest in an animal kingdom? I'm like this.
I couldn't even tell you that for myself.
You?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, why? You have an answer? Who am I then? What's my animal?
Wait, I want to go with Terry first. I'll come and circle back to you.
Yeah.
Go.
I wish I had something clever for this one.
What do you mean clever? I'm not looking for clever. I want an answer.
What's your animal?
Lion. Are you kidding?
I think giraffe.
Giraffe? Ooh. All right, now wait a minute. Now, why giraffe?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You had to
I know.
Think of an animal.
I think, you know, it's great. It's a majestic animal. It's big. It can see far.
See
around everything.
You can see far and around
it
everything?
It can run quickly.
He'd like
can
to.
You run?
Yeah.
I don't think you
he's,
can.
He's like
I run stairs. Runner. I run stairs.
You run stairs?
Really?
What does that mean? Well, like Rocky?
Yo!
Just like the Princeton Stadium. The football stadium.
You run up and down that?
Yeah.
That's what you do?
Why we should have a competition.
You can burn so many calories doing
that. Why do you do that?
It's like hard to run on a flat surface. No. It's great.
It's hard to run on a flat surface?
For me, yeah.
Oh, for you.
I had an ankle injury years ago. So it's hard to run, but I can run stairs.
Okay.
It's actually less on the joints because of the motion.
The knees.
That's why when you do an elliptical, it's a better thing than just on a treadmill where you're like this. You don't get shin splints.
And this is why he relates to a giraffe, because they run on stairs.
Yeah.
Well, they're high up. See. They can see high.
Interesting.
He likes heights.
I don't know. I just came up with that.
The giraffe. But I'm thinking, all I'm thinking of is a long neck. That's all I'm thinking
about.
So
you're a lion, you're a giraffe. Yeah. I think I'm an owl.
Thank you. Because I was going to say owl.
Thank you.
Were you?
I was.
Because someone has said that to me.
I know my wife.
Wise. Is this it?
Yes.
Oh, wise. I can swivel my head around.
But she has ocular vision. Her vision.
I have panoramic vision.
I'm not talking about eyesight.
Yeah.
I'm talking about vision. And owls have great vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have big, long nails.
Right.
I don't.
Terry.
You don't.
Wait. You're going to ask a question.
I'm going to ask him a question.
No, I just heard a rumor that you're adopting a puppy. Is it a puppy or?
No.
A dog.
Oh, okay.
A dog.
What is he, like 12?
Eight.
He's eight. Wow.
Okay, no, because we adopted a 12-year-old once. Remember?
10.
Oh, she was 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
So where are you getting a dog from?
Right outside of Philly.
Okay.
And it's an English bulldog.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow.
I've always wanted one.
Wow. An English bulldog. Good for you. Yeah. 8 years old. What, eight. They can't keep them?
Unfortunately, the wife in the household passed away, who adopted the dog, passed away apparently a few years ago or maybe 2 years ago.
Right.
And her husband is now going into the hospital. He had surgery, and he's going into a care facility. Mm-hmm. So the family wanted to find
him. So nobody can take care of the dog. Aw, I'm glad she's getting such a good home.
I'm excited. I'm getting her today.
Today.
What's
today.
Her name?
Are you gonna Lady.
Lady?
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Are we not allowed to say the name?
No. I'm just saying Lady is the name, but it's kind of... Can you change the dog's name at 8?
We did at 10.
It was Misty, and we changed it to Melanie.
Right, and she answered. Mm-hmm. She answered.
She answered. Yes.
Yes, what would you like?
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
Lady.
I'm
so excited. Lots
For
of pictures.
So many years, I thought I'd never find you.
Take lots and lots of pictures. I'm excited for you. Congratulations.
Wow.
Can I tell my Sausalito story?
Yes,
I
want to
hear your Sausalito story.
I was in San Francisco, and I heard that Sylvester Stallone had an art exhibit in Sausalito.
Yo!
And I love celebrity exhibits. I always want to know if they're good at painting or whatnot. Right. So I went, and it was life-size outline drawings of him, either boxing.
Right.
On a flat surface.
Wait a second. Why are you laughing? Like it's ridiculous.
Because it reminds me like of a chalk outline when you...
It was like a chalk outline.
At like a dead point, body. A dead boxer.
A dead boxer.
A boxer was murdered.
I hope he's not listening.
He might be. Go ahead.
But each one had it was like titled Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4.
That's cool.
And they used the script. Used the script as the background and then the outline.
That's awesome.
And I had to go see it. So
how was it? What'd you think?
I felt nothing.
You felt nothing?
I felt nothing.
Hey, yo, Terry, maybe I could have come see you though. Maybe your thing. Maybe I see some dog joke outlines of you. You know? Maybe I won't like it. Maybe I won't like his. Terry, where's the exhibit?
Listen, if he's happy doing that, then
Terry felt nothing. That's not what artwork is designed to do.
That's the point.
Oh, he didn't like it. Did you like it or not?
He felt nothing.
I felt nothing.
Did you look at the whole exhibit?
Yes.
You have to say yes.
One canvas was red, one was blue, one was yellow, one was green.
Okay.
Well, the primary colors.
Yeah, primary colors.
Just colored.
Yeah, colors. And you never heard of colors before?
Listen, I know Sylvester Stallone is a very smart man.
Yes, he is.
But it sounds like this is done by
Before us a bottle of wine this past Christmas.
A child in kindergarten.
No, what? You know.
Oh, it had a little finesse to it in the chair.
Okay. So don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I was thinking maybe it's landscapes. Maybe he's into watercolor or something.
No, he's into Rocky. Dude.
Clearly.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe he'll do a Rambo exhibit.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
So
I would
be
go
him
to
with
that.
A gun and, you know, whatever else he did in Rambo.
Camo.
Who?
Oh, he could do a camo background. Yeah,
camo background.
Camo background. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe he should do an over the top of the movie about arm wrestling. And Oscar was when he played the Stop When My Mom Will Shoot exhibit. That'd be awesome. With Estelle Getty. Remember that?
She died.
No, you could do the real outlines for Estelle Getty when they outlined her when she died.
She's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah, but there's not a height requirement? So Danny DeVito shouldn't do any exhibits?
So no, not at all. So the canvas is 8 feet tall, 4 feet wide, and then the silhouette is like 3 feet tall.
In the corner.
Listen, he's not a tall guy either.
Did you ever, you never met him in person?
No, I haven't met him in person. Not yet. I think I would just, I'd faint.
Oh, boy.
I can't meet Rocky Balboa and be awake.
Rocky Balboa is not real.
Listen, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that.
Okay.
He just bought us a bottle of wine this December. It was so wonderful.
And it was lovely. It was very nice. Have you ever been to that restaurant in Philly called Victor Cafe?
No.
It's Italian food. It's good Italian food. Every 15 minutes, one of the waiters or waitresses sings opera. They're all trained opera singers. They had to be trained to be waiters and waitresses. So they'll ring a bell. they'll stop, they'll give you a little synopsis of the story, and they'll sing opera. It's wonderful.
But it was
it's
also wonderful. Doubled as Adrian's restaurant in the Rocky movies.
Yes. So I took Frank there 1 year for his birthday because of the Adrian connection. That's nice, but the real draw is the talented people that are just serving you and also opera singers. It's a very nice place. Upstairs, they have like a little lounge. You can have a cocktail upstairs.
It's like Rocky memorabilia. Yeah.
And then the food is very good.
What's the movie on Netflix? I think it's, or Prime, either one. With Sylvester Stallone, a superhero? Do you know?
It's called Samaritan.
Samaritan.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I want to watch this now.
Okay. All right.
Huh. It's good.
And it's on Prime.
Either one.
Or Netflix.
We have Prime. We have both.
Yeah, we do.
I love that story. I got to tell you, I think it's wonderful.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Oh, you saw
it.
Yeah. Okay. I watched it. I liked it a lot, actually.
This sounds like something Frank would really like.
You know who's a great painter? Howard Stern, who started this show, actually.
Really?
He's a great, great painter.
Really? Yeah. I didn't
know that. Google Howard Stern paintings. It's unbelievable. I'm like, really? Howard Stern did this? Mm. Yeah, it's like a therapy for him. Terry, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Trenton Waves Plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, and TikTok. Okay. I'm in the store the other day, our local store that we go to.
Well, give them a plug. Supremo.
Supreme.
Supremo.
Supreme. Okay.
Let me tell you something. Look at the sign.
You go by that sign. I'm telling you.
There's an O.
There's no O. It's
there
Supreme.
There is. We had this conversation before.
I don't remember this conversation.
It's Supremo. And it's on Laylor.
Like, people are not going to know that that's the store if they go past it.
It's on Laylor.
It's in Laylor Plaza in Trenton, New Jersey,
yes,
Southport Trenton.
It's wonderful, wonderful great. Little so my neighborhood.
Buddy, my buddy Lou over there, he always gives me stuff.
Because he goes, well.
Hey, yo, Mr. Frank, talk about this on your show. Okay. He gives me a bag of potato chips. It says Rap Snacks Icon. There's a picture of Snoop Dogg on the bag here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one that Run DMC is on and Little Nicky.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So he gave me this Snoop Dogg.
I don't know who that is, but.
OG barbecue cheddar. Snoop Dogg flavored. It's Snoop Dogg flavored potato chips. Snoop Dogg flavored. I would have flipped this. I would have said Snoop Dogg and then OG barbecue cheddar flavored potato chips. I don't want the flavor of Snoop Dogg in my mouth.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Let me see.
Let me tell you, these potato chips were great.
But they were delicious.
I'm like, wow, these are actually good. I'm not a big potato chip guy. I look at potato chips. I feel the grease coming out of my pores immediately, just looking at them. But I love Snoop Dogg. I was hoping for like maybe like an M&M popcorn thing too, but they're not doing that. But Rap Snacks Icon, we totally would take you on as a sponsor. Absolutely. The chips were unbelievably good. And again, I'm not a big chip guy, but those chips were good. I really like them.
This is what it says on the back. Make every opportunity count. Stay focused, be relentless, and do whatever it takes to master your craft, says Calvin Snoop Dogg. Brought us.
Oh, so it's like a glorified fortune cookie, these bag of chips.
Well, I like that. Well, I'd rather have this than a fortune cookie.
Yeah, you get a little encouragement there and a good chip.
And there's a picture of Snoop Dogg on the cover.
I would hope so. On the cover. On the cover of my potato chip bag.
They were very good.
How many calories per serving? 13 chips.
150 calories.
That's 150 calories is nothing.
If you eat the whole bag, it's 370 calories.
100 calories is nothing.
You could burn that running up the
stairs with you and your pet giraffe.
Exactly. Please try the Cardi B chips, too.
Oh, you know of these things?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
It's been around a while.
Oh, I've never heard of them. I didn't know they were Cardi B chips. What's that flavoring on that one?
I'm not sure.
Cardi B flavor.
Tastes like Cardi B.
It's a Cardi B flavor, just like Snoop Dogg flavor.
Not a fan, but okay.
Listen, I don't want that Fremunda cheese.
I like Snoop Dogg.
As long as they don't have the Fremunda cheddar cheese flavor, that's a no-no. Terry, where can people see you? Where can people hear you? Where can people meet you? Where can they go online to experience all things Terry West? And by the way, you're no relation to Kanye, right?
I am not.
You're not.
Cousins.
Although people have told you you look like Tim Curry.
Oh, all the time.
I see that. I do see that.
All the time.
Like a young, handsome.
I was going to say the later Tim Curry.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I'm not saying the stroke when he had a stroke.
Oh, God.
I'm not saying that.
The young, handsome Tim Curry.
Clue. I'm thinking like the Clue. Yeah, Clue. Clue, okay. The Clue Tim Curry.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, not the Frankenfurter Tim Curry. That was me.
Spam-a-lot
that Tim was Curry. You.
That was me.
Okay.
I don't look like Tim Curry now.
No.
Yeah. Instagram. Just find me on Instagram.
How?
TJ West. At TJ West.
TJ and then West. All one word?
Yeah.
No spaces, no underscores?
No.
Is your middle name Juju?
Yeah, is it Juju?
How did you know?
It is. Okay.
Wow.
You know,
what
you
chances.
And Austin Edwards have the same middle name, Juju. Austin Juju.
Is that
Edwards,
really?
Terry
is that...
Juju West. Yeah. Is that crazy? I love that. You know what this episode is going to be called? Terry Juju West. Just like Austin Juju. I'm going to duplicate the title episode. Wait till Austin sees it.
He's going to be mad.
He's going to be mad.
Why was
he's going to say, there goes the white man again, stealing my name.
His middle name is Jay, and I can't remember what it really stands for.
It's Juju.
Anymore.
It's just Juju.
Juju.
I'm going to say that when I see him.
Yeah, Terry Juju West.
He's a good sport. He really is.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, can I promote something?
Yes,
well, this is
that's
plugs.
What it's for.
Okay. This is plugs.
Please do.
The Children's Home Society.
I love those guys.
Yeah, they have a fundraiser coming up with Debbie Harry.
Blondie?
Yeah, Blondie.
Wow.
She is the featured speaker. I guess she was adopted, so it's about adoption, and that's what she's going to be talking about.
Hmm.
It's called One Way or Another. It's their...
Oh, that's one of her songs.
Yeah, anniversary gala on Saturday, April 6th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency in Princeton. I don't know the ticket price, but you can go to their website.
You know her?
Okay.
No, I don't. I've seen Blondie a few times, but...
Wow.
But I just saw that the other day, and I thought, that's...
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
That could be a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. Is that all you have to promote? Is it Deborah Harry thing?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I know it's Deborah Harry. You know it's Debbie Harry. Oh, you just have to show me. I believe you.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking Deborah Harry. I know.
Deborah Harry. Blondie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know it is.
She went as Blondie for so long, too, that name.
Right.
And then Deborah Harry is like Paul Stanley in Kiss. Like, he was a star child, but then he came out as Paul Stanley.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Well, wait, I have one more question.
Oh, right. Go ahead.
As you think about Trenton, what does your dream Trenton look like?
I wish I had more nightlife, I guess, or later hours. I know we have our businesses that stay open in the evening, but many close at around 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I just wish we were a little more thriving.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had a little more development on the waterfront.
Yeah,
I think that would be really nice if we had that. I always thought it'd be great if we had outlets, a roller rink, a large sports bar, things like that on the waterfront. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be nice because we're so isolated from the waterfront.
With
the highway.
But do you know that they're putting that new kind of fishing pier out by Cooper's? We were involved in what they were telling us about the plan of it. And it's going to be a fishing pier, bicycle paths, grassy areas for where you could maybe picnic or sit. So I feel like that's a beginning. It's right next to Cooper's.
It's where the Army Corps of Engineers are.
Yeah.
Extending the area.
Yes.
That's right.
Hopefully that's the beginning of reclaiming that. I'd also like to see those buildings right next to Cooper's on the other side between Cooper's and the stadium, instead of them being office buildings, be beautiful luxury apartments. Because if you've ever been upstairs, I had gone upstairs in the Riverview one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I'm like, this would make an awesome apartment.
And that's what I thought too. You have retail on the first floor, outlets, places to go, restaurants.
Some restaurants, right? Exactly. And have that, oh my God, that apartment is got to be worth $1 million.
And have these great apartments.
Yeah, the window that just faces the river. It's just great.
It's going to happen. It's inevitable.
Because then now, especially now, they're sitting empty. Because even though people go to work, they're only working there a couple. We walk by there, and it's like nobody's in these buildings during the week.
Right. They're only there a couple of days a week, right?
Yeah.
3 days maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's the future of the workforce, actually.
I do, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
It's coming.
It is.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Listen, the pleasure is yours. And next time, when you start talking about what you do for the county, I want some more dirt on Dan Benson.
Invite him on.
He's been on. He's been on.
He's busy now. Yeah.
Now he's busy. He's too big now. He's too big for his britches. You hear that, Dan Benson? That's what I'm talking to you, buddy boy.
You're always welcome to come on, Dan, if you have something you want to share.
He's got nothing to share.
Nothing. He's just...
He's got nothing.
He's got nothing.
Nothing. That's why we got to get Terry West in here to talk about him. county executive. Executive of what?
The county.
Oh, the county. That's true.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thus the name.
There goes that insult.
Yeah. Too bad.
All right. Well, this has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
In the last administration, I knew this was going to happen.
What?
Get so flustered.
Wait. Oh, he's crying. Oh.
His face was crying. And he goes, Frank.
All right, take a breath.
I'm like, what is Dan doing? Just go off on a tangent. He's trying to
That's answer. Usually me. Like,
woo. Oh, all right. God, all right.
All right.
All right, busted.
Take it from what you were doing.